Okay, we're obviously building here on the first day with the Bears. It was good exposure, you know, to a team that we really aren't very familiar with. I mean, the last time we played it was a different head coach, different scheme and all that. So it's good to start to get familiar with them. That will certainly help us evaluate our players Thursday night. So when we do play, we'll have, you know, a little bit of idea of what's going on and hopefully be able to execute it. So, as I said, really just building on yesterday, a lot of the same type of situations, a couple drills that are a little bit different, and then tomorrow will be more of a situational day like it was for the Saints. Yeah. It'll be outside too, man.
Wanted to ask you, as you work your way through the quarterback reps, which you talked about on the first day of camp, I'm curious how you feel. Does Tom need preseason games, or does the fact he wouldn't be here the first 4 weeks of the season sort of negate the need for him to even play in those games? I'm curious your thoughts on that.
God. I don't have anything to add to what I've already said. They're all important. We're trying to get them all ready. Jimmy's a priority. But everybody's important.
Marcus Kuhn, obviously you saw him when he was with the Giants up close. What have been your most important impressions of him since he's been with you guys now?
Really good kid. Smart. Works hard. In good condition, seems to be able to go, without, any problems at all, in terms of his stamina or conditioning. He's in good shape. Technique wise, there's some things that, he needs to continue to work on, but he works hard, and, glad we have him.
Coach, obviously the defense gets reps, your defense gets reps against Tom, but how important has it been for them to get reps against guys like Drew Brees and Jay Cutler, guys who have been in the league?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. It's really good for our pass defense to see the quality of the two passing games that we've seen here in practice, the quarterback, the receivers. New Orleans had very good receivers. A guy like Cooks, who's smaller, quick, fast guy, different style than, say, a guy like Jeffrey. Or White that we're seeing this week. So, it's good for us to see all those guys and the skill of the quarterbacks that we've seen the last couple of weeks. So it's great work for us. And the schemes are a little bit different, too, what New Orleans does and what Chicago does in the passing game. It's a little bit different than what we do, which is, I know we have to, we've had good work against that from a scheme standpoint, too. So that's been really good in that area. Just second year, and a lot more experience and confidence and quicker reactions and calls on the line of scrimmage than he did last year. Not that it was bad last year. It was good. It's really good for a rookie, but, it's even better this year. He just has more experience and, as I said, more confidence. We do some things with the cadence and, he does a real good job with that as well. So, there are a lot of things that he's added to his game, little things, but, those add up. So he's done a good job.
Bill, in the wake of Malcolm Butler and Alshon Jeffery giving you a little bit yesterday and some more physical play going on, did you have to reiterate to you the team in terms of which play?
No, we moved on. I thought we handled it pretty quickly and moved on yesterday. We moved on today.
Lead over into today in terms of guys being available. A couple of years ago, you sent Aaron Dobson down after he was a deal with Kerry Williams in Philadelphia. I just didn't know if it would impact it.
Yeah, I think they'll all be out there today.
Justin Coleman showed up with a couple pass breakups in yesterday's practice. I'm curious what you see from him traits-wise that he has going for him.
He's athletic. He's fast. He's a productive player. He's productive in college. You know, his opportunities last year were spotty because of his availability, but he did everything he could. He, you know, he continued to, even with, let's say, minimal reps over the course of the season relative to guys that were out there on a continuous basis. You know, he still worked hard, continued to make improvement, which I think he has this spring, or this spring, this training camp. So he's getting better, and he works hard at it. You know, very competitive player.
His physicality at the line of scrimmage, is that something that showed up in college as well?
It did at times. I'd say they played a little more off coverage than, well, they mixed it, but it's certainly shown up here, you know, as he's gotten comfortable doing it and refined his technique and so forth. You know, he does a pretty good job at the line of scrimmage.
How much of a jump have you seen from Malcolm Brown going into the second season?
Well, you know, Malcolm's, I mean, you know, he's working at it. It's kind of like last year, like we talked about with David Andrews. Played as a rookie, got some experience. He's certainly ahead of where he was last year. Both of them, I mean, there's still a lot of room to go. They're second-year players, so it's a lot of things that Malcolm can work on and do better, but making progress. He's out there every day working at it. It's good.
Bill, you used the word smart a lot. Can a player's mental acumen for the game help overcome some physical deficiencies, and is that a telling point for you when you're deciding among players?
Well, no, I think, you know, maybe the way I see it is if a player understands what you're telling him and he works hard to try to improve on it, then he gets better. If he doesn't understand or doesn't want to understand what you're telling him, then how does he get better? Even if he works hard, he's probably not going in the right direction. So being able to understand what we're doing, how to do it, and then being able to understand how to do it better, how to improve, wherever that is, whether it's in training, in a weight room, technique, preparation, any of those areas. If a player understands what he can do and then he works at it, then he's going to improve. So, but I think that's the most important thing to me, not like what he can do outside of football and some other occupation. Or, I mean, I care about that, but I don't really care about that. I really care about whether he can do it in a football context.
What have you seen from Craven so far since he's been here?
It's been really competitive. I think he's played well. And obviously the play he had against the Saints was a, you know, pretty special play. But down in and down out, you know, he's been pretty consistent for us, going all the way back to the spring. Say his instinctiveness, his ability to be around the ball, his anticipation, ability to read, recognize routes, maybe offset some of the testing numbers that aren't elite. I mean, they're good, but I wouldn't say they're, you know, elite. But all that whole, you know, all of it coming together, kind of knowing how to play. He's got some of that. He finds the ball, or the ball finds him, however you want to look at it.
How competitive is that young group of cornerbacks?
Well, I mean, we're getting tested. You know, we got tested last week. We're getting tested this week. So, you know, we win some, we lose some. But, I mean, they're battling. They're out there every day battling. So that's, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, that group's been very consistent in terms of, you know, having those guys out there every day, keep working to get better. So they have improved and, you know, they are getting better. And they're going up against some really good players. So,
Bill, any positives you can take from yesterday's pushing and shoving? Any sort of level of intensity you can gauge from your team at this point in the preseason?
We're just out there trying to get better.
Bill, what indicators do you see in Jimmy that give you confidence that he can remain sort of unaffected by the attention that's receiving as he gets ready to play?
Just the way he handles himself on a daily basis. I've been around a kid every day for, you know, going on 3 years, so it's pretty consistent.
Two final questions.
Bill, going back to Craven, I know you can't speak for 31 other teams. That's why a guy wasn't drafted, but what have you learned about him that since you've had him that speaks to what you learned about him before the or leading up to the draft process, I think.
Well, you know, when we were down there, we, you know, we had a chance to visit with him and got to know him personally a little bit. So, you know, that was I mean, it was what it was. I mean, the thing was positive. You know, I mean, he's a good kid. He's, you know, good to be, can tell he likes football and you know, he pays attention and understands football. So, you know, I'd say probably his measurables coming out or reason he didn't get drafted. You know, played a good level of competition. You know, against some good teams, you know, not all top teams, but, you know, they played, I mean, you know, they played Miami and Florida and, you know, a couple teams like that. You know, teams that are good. I mean, those guys on the other side of the ball are fast now. It's not like, you know, they're playing opponents that, you know, have players that can't run. So, you know, I think what you saw in film and what you saw in you know, workout numbers, I don't know if that quite matches up. It's sort of like Malcolm. It's a little bit of the same thing with Malcolm. I mean, his testing numbers weren't. I'm sure that's part of the reason why he didn't get drafted either.
Final question. Bill, you've got two lungs out there practicing against one another.
Yeah. One big one and one not so big one, right?
Your recollections of Howie Long as a player and also along with that, what you know of him as a person, do you see certain personal qualities and characteristics in Chris now that you've had a chance to coach him? I know it's been a brief time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris has great, great personal characteristics. You know, elite, smart, really works hard, team-oriented, tough, great motor. I mean, but, you know, it's all positive with him. You know, Howie was, you know, unblockable. I mean, I never coached Howie personally, but playing against him, you know, he was pretty much unblockable, explosive, very strong, quick, had a real good, you know, just feel for pressure, blocks, you know, which ones to push through, which ones he could slip around. He had great quickness, had a really good playing style. I mean, the same kind of high effort, you know, always, you know, going all out. Smart player, though. You watch him run up the field, think he could trap him, and then you couldn't. You know, he would recognize plays that you would use to counter what he was doing, and, you know, he was good at beating those, too. So, you know, and Kyle's just he's a different kind of athlete. That kid's big. He's athletic. Just long. I don't know, 325, 330, whatever he is. Well put together with a lot of strength, a lot of athleticism. That kid's a really good player. So, again, that's given us another, you know, we talked about just matchups, but, you know, another really good player to work against, you know, along with their front seven. And, you know, they've got some good pass rushers. They've got a lot of depth there. So it's a lot of, you know, a lot of things in, you know, working against the Bears and the Saints, that, you know, between the two teams, you know, we've seen a lot of quality players in, you know, pretty much every position. Or, like, you know, watching Morstead punt last week. I mean, you're not going to see any better than that if you put the ball in the jug machine. I mean, it's a clinic. So it was, you know, it's all been good. It's all been good. All right. Thank you. Great. Thank you.